वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृता सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौर गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदाये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय। Today, very sacred day in our line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he began to serve his brother. And this day he served his brother was in Pandu. Pandharpur, and he has left his body. He took sannyas from any sannyasi, and in Pandharpur, on the bank of river Bhima, he took samadhi. Yes. On the bank of river Bhima Nadi. Mahaprabhu went there and discovered. And then, this day, today, he shaved his hair. Though he was observing Chaturmasya Vrata for 4 months, very strictly, not shaving for 4 months, no nail cutting, nothing. So many things not to take, like some green leaf shark in shaman, bhadra, jadi, milk, and after that in kartik month, mustard oil and so many things, ranjal, never to take. So many things. And he used to follow, observe all these things very strongly. Nowadays, we see that they don't follow all these things. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, oh, very strong. He told our Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that take my photo of Chaturmasya Vrata, for 4 months I never shaved, and Prabhupada, he told that take my photo and always keep, otherwise by so many so-called disciples will tell, oh, Prabhupada never observed. So he was strictly formed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always strictly formed. I think that in Western countries, Swamiji went there and he gets so much concession. And that is why he also, it may be that he used to shave, not this, like this, only. Because he was giving concession there. They cannot follow it strictly. There are not so many vegetables, so trying. It may be tomatoes and some fulkovi.
Cauliflower.
He used to take and he allowed them. Also gajar.
Carrot.
So I also, here not in India, but in Western countries, I also give some concession for this. If they like, they can. But we don't. We should strictly follow our line, proper line from Mahaprabhu to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and my. In Western countries something should be given concession. But here very strict. If we cannot follow, how we can follow Krishna? And we can how serve Radha and Krishna? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu today, he too, he did Mundan among 4 months, after 2 months. So from there, in our line, we follow him. After 2 months, on the day of his Swarup Khau, we used to say, luckily and fortunately, Srila Abhacharanar Bhakti, Abhacharan Day, not Tathagata. After taking initiation, he became Abhacharan Dasa Adhikari. So, he became penniless, and about 1 month before he came, reached here, in Keshav Gaudiya Math. And he was at that time penniless. I requested him that don't stay anywhere else, or you should come, you are my Shiksha Guru, and you are friend of my Guru, and you are very senior devotees of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I know you from 1946. So I requested him and he allowed that I will be here. So there was a 2 rooms here. In this room I was, and I requested him to be on the next room of mine, but when temple was made, I went to that room and I requested him to go in front of that, and he used to write whole night he used to write. And from here he used to publish one magazine before League of Devotees. He established League of Devotees. And later on he made it Krishna Conscious. And 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavat he established. He published from Delhi. And he presented to me. And I used to correct his Hindi in that magazine. What was? No. Hindi. Bhagavad Darshan or what? I don't know. And he continued it also from Jhansi. But he left Jhansi after that. So he was here. I requested him that you are so qualified, and Srila Prabhupada wanted you to preach in Western countries, especially in English. And you served him, giving so many articles in magazine Harmonist and so many. So you are very qualified. You should try to follow the order of your Gurudev. So why you are not taking sannyas, renounce order? Oh, I used to fear from this. When he initiated me, my Prabhupada, then I began to read Srimad Bhagavat and I saw a slok there. Jasya Anugranami Harishke Dab Dhanmati. That whom I accept, I make them a street beggar. So I fear that what will be my face. So I have a good family, my wife, 2 sons, or no, 3 sons of 4 sons, and so many daughters. Oh, what will become? Now I am very wealthy, and after that what will become? But after 1 month or 2 months after initiation, he became manager of Bengal Chemical, and he left it. He was so much a Swabhimani. Swabhimani? Proud of himself. He never oh, यदि उनके व्यक्तित्व पर कोई कुछ कह दे तो वो मानते नहीं थे. He could not bear anything against his
Swabhiman.
So he left and then he came to Allahabad and he started his own business, any chemical, rare chemical, and he also fell. Then he started a very weak medical shop and after 1 year it also fell. Then he began to advertise himself with medicines like a medical representative and he also fell and became beggar. Then he came here in Mathura to sell his some medicines and in the meantime I met him and I requested him and brought him. Then I requested him, what you are doing this bogus thing? You have not come to this world for this bogus thing, to sell medicine. You are representative of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. You should remember yourself and take, you should take sannyas and renounce order. You are friend of my Gurudev, very bosom friend. He is about to come, he will come in 4-5 days. So you should be prepared to take sannyas. Then Muni Maharaj was here. Any photo? Oh. Muni Maharaj told, he was at that time of 95 years age. He told that if you are taking, oh, I must take renounce order with you. So he inspired him so much. And then he, our Gurudev came. I told my Gurudev that why you are not compelling him. He cannot disobey you. He is your bosom friend. You must pressure him on him that he should take sannyas order. Then one day Gurudev and they were joking each other and sitting in this room. There was a room of Gurudev and they were talking each other. Then I went there and I requested my Gurudev, why you are not telling him to take sannyas? Then my Gurudev told, oh, now it is best time to take sannyas. You should not fear what is to be done has been done. Your wife has left you, your son has left you, everyone has left, your all wealth has gone away, now you are a state beggar. Then our Guru Maharaj told him and then he became ready. That today where you are sitting in the middle of this room in front of deities, his own deity, Mahaprabhu, here with Krishna. The deity was for Jhansi. And then they did not accept the proposal of Swamiji and he left. And then he came and then he today he took sannyas. I was priest, I made his danda, uttariya and all other things and I taught him how to use all these things. Though he was so much senior to me, he was my sikhya guru, but I also became his sikhya guru in this, that how to take sannyas and how to do all these things, how to take these things, everything. And then here kirtan was done by Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj or Sri Sai Prabhu here and so many were there and he took sannyas here. Oh, kirtan, what kirtan? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. along all the time. He was taking sannyas. Kirtan was always, Kirtandas Babaji Maharaj was doing always kirtan, not stopping, no stop. And he took sannyas and then he began to preach in Agra. He went to Agra and then he went to Delhi and then he came to Vrindavan, Radha Damodar. And for the blessing of Rupa Goswami, he was there, very nearer to him. I used to go there. At that time also he was penniless. I used to give my chadar, where he used to see no bed, nothing, very simple life. And he used to anyhow make roti, chapati. He used to roast them and I used to keep it on fire and make it. And with ghee, he was a very tasty person. Very. He was fond of very sweet and delicious food. And he used to know, he knew, oh, the preparation, how beautiful and tasteful preparation he can do. He used to teach others. Also sometimes I have heard and seen, and in his letter I have known that he used to cook himself and to teach others how to cook delicious food. Even he was in New York, he used to write me that, oh, very sweet peda of Mathura, you should send for me 10 kilos, not less than that, 10 kilos. So, here he took sannyas. I want that, oh, you senior should remember his past time and how he was very strong personality and how he preached in a very couple of years in whole world, established so many preaching centers and wrote so many books, published so many books in so many languages very soon. And he did the parikrama of the whole world about how many times? 11 times. And he is giving chance that you should do more than me. So he is arranging. And he is calling always me that, oh, you have done 8 times? 10 times. And he is telling that you should, at least you should complete 15 times. Because sometimes disciple, guru wants to make his disciple more than himself. And then he becomes so happy. Oh, my disciple is preaching here, there, so much. Like a father. Maharaj Dasarath, when heard that, oh, Ramchandra is so much strong, he can defeat whole world, and he was very happy. Like Nanda Maharaj, when he heard that my son Krishna has lifted Govardhan on his path for 7 days, oh, he became so happy that my son, oh, how he is victorious. So a guru becomes so happy if his disciples are qualified. My Gurudev also will be very happy if I am going here and there. He will, he will shower his mercy on me. So Swamiji also like this. So I think in this meeting of Shyam Rani and his very senior disciple, his dear disciple of Chadurani, will speak something glorifying him and give a Pushpanjali on his lotus feet. Then after that we will do archan, and after then in evening again class will be there and so many will glorify him. You can come and stand. Golok Vrindavan, moreover, you are telling the pastimes of Krishna at Radhakund, even not Govardhan. Oh, you should stick a couple of minutes. Met him when? 1946. When there was no school, he was simply a Grihastha Vaishnava. And he met in Calcutta. But he was friend of my Gurudev from 1923. My Guru was, Maharaj was senior somewhat. He joined Srila Prabhupada in 1916. And he left his studies in university and everything in 1918. And he fully joined. And then in 23, Abhay Charanarpan was initiated by Srila Prabhupada. First Harinam and after that, not Brahman. Initiation. We don't know what is Brahman Dikha. This is only for to Western country. Dikha Mane is to go back. So, in 1941, our Guru Maharaj established Gaudiya Vedanta Society. And he was one of the establishers of the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. So from beginning he was very intimate with Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, one of the founders. So when I met in 1946, no ISKCON, nothing was there. He was alone, but he was serving his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami, in so many ways. When I saw him, I was very attracted. Why? What was the reason that I was attracted? This is my nature, intuitive nature, that who are friends, my Gurudev, who used to help my Gurudev, who had done a little service to my Gurudev, those who glorify my Gurudev, I like them. I can give life for them. So I thought that though my Gurudev was sannyasi, renounced order sannyasi, and he was a grihast, but Guru Maharaj gave him same seat like him, not less than him, though he was grihast. We only know that the devotion of any person is extended to respect. So my Gurudev was very much giving importance to this person, and so I accepted. There must be something, some qualification that my Gurudev is so much giving honor to this person. And then I began to serve him. And he was so much attracted. At that time I was too young, only of 25, likewise. So he was so much attracted to me. And he used to talk with me at that time. I know him very well, very strong character. He never feared anyone. He was like a lion, like his Prabhupada, and like our Gurudev, like lion. He used to cut all the arguments of anyone who were like Mayavadi, who are like Sahajiya, or so many things. They never tolerated them. No compromise with them. never favor very strong. At that time, I remember Sir Radhakrishnan was the president of India. He was one of the intellectual giant in whole world. Very learned person, especially in Mayavadi. And he wrote an article of what thing? Bhagavad Gita. And he told that, Krishna's soul was Krishna, but his body was not soul. There was some difference between what? Between position and position. And then he wrote a very powerful article in our Patrika, Bhagavat Patrika, and it was sent to President of India, and he challenged that you can cut my argument and you should reply. I am not writing as you are the President of India, but I am writing that because you are a learned person of Advaita path. And he cut all the arguments. And it was sent to Radhakrishnan, and he could not reply. I know that they cannot reply. So he was very strong. So many things. He also cut at the arguments of Murgi Mission. Do you know Murgi Mission? Those who cut Murgi's hands and face. Who are they? Ramakrishna Mission. He never cared for them. He was so against. And he cut them. They are all arguments. They are not a religious person. They are like a what? Welfare society. Not even. Because even they can take cow's places and other things. They don't want to honor Gita. Rather, they want to give importance of bread and butter. They don't believe in God. Who can give eternal bliss in heaven, but not bread and butter. So it is better to take cows, chicken, and all other things. We don't. He used to tell Vivekananda, not Vivekananda. What? Vivekananda, having no knowledge at all of all these things. Perhaps he has never read our epic Ved, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam. So they are only social persons. They have nothing to do with religion. So he cut all the arguments. He was so fearless, like lion. He was in the line of our Guru Parampara. He used to follow all the doctrines, all the acharan. Vaishnava Sadachar, Vaishnava Sadachari, you know? Vaishnava etiquette. I have not seen him that he used to take here so many Kanti Mala here that I saw in his name. Never I saw. So I want that we should totally follow him, not being a Sahajiya. He used to call them Sahajiya. So we should try to be us, but like a strong lion, jumping. He was like so. He jumped the seven oceans from India and he went to New York. He was such a lion. And what he did? A miracle did. Oh, from hippies he made them. They are all and now happy. Before that they were all hippies. A gang of hippies became a high class of devotees. He was so strong. What doing? He gave a lesson to this world that even a beggar, a street beggar, if he has a very strong will to serve his Gurudev and Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, he can jump anywhere in fire, in Alps and Himalayas, anywhere. in ocean, anywhere he can go, and Krishna will help him. Being penniless, he jumped in the ocean. Anyhow, he went in navigation of Sindhya navigation. And what he did? Oh, only taking Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sya Chaitanya Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I am not seeing anyone. He never saw that anyone is seeing or not. We see, oh, all are seeing, but he never. And he was like this. Sometimes he see, oh, used to dance on his singing, and they used to give him a bottle of wine. Oh, my friend. Sometimes cigarettes. They want to give him. And thus, but they were, oh, very soon attracted to him, and they gave up everything